Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaczkowski. Thank you again for joining me this week for yet another edition of the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care podcast. I am your host. I'm always excited to be here with you. I love it when I get, one of the things I love about doing this show is the different kinds of people I come in contact with and that I get to have real conversations with. And today is really no exception. Today I have, my guest name is Jacopo Yazyelo. He is a real estate broker and investor and lives in two different places, which is always fascinating to me because if you know me, you know I love to be able to travel and work from anywhere. So he lives in Miami, Florida, but he also has a residence in Italy, which is his home country. So I'm super excited to have him here. We're going to be talking about his new book and really a strategy that he's dialed in around meditation that he really points to for a lot of his success. Thank you so much for joining me today.
First of all, thank you to invite me to your beautiful podcast. I have the possibility to share, my experience, my life, and my knowledge to your people.
Love it. Love it. Love it. So just if you don't mind quickly, if you could just quickly introduce yourself. I know you and I were talking before we got online a little bit about what you do and kind of how you operate, but I would love it if you could just tell my audience a little bit about you.
Yeah, I am Italian from Napoli. I grew up in a loving family in Napoli. And I have different pain point in my life because I starting my life, to do professional soccer from 13 years old until 17 years old. And after I need reinvent myself, I have every time passion to learn from people. They do business, they have better life or people, they have a special human being like Madre Teresa or like some kind of human particular. And 18 years old, starting my entrepreneur business, I opened more than 20 shops in Italy in the jewelry business. But before this, I closed my first shop, sleep a couple of months in the shop. And after, thanks God, I have a beautiful father. He helped me with a small amount of money, moving the shop to another site. And I open 20 shop. I bring a multimillionaire company and around 28 years old, I find opportunity in Florida when the market crash in the subprime market. Mortgage. And I'm moving over here. I started my career with a lot of difficulty. The first one is the English. And after, a lot of difficulty. And now I do more than 350 flipping. I have my portfolio cash flow. And I am loved real estate. I love life. I am healthy, rich, and happy. And I want everybody to be healthy, rich, and happy.
Yeah, and that's the name of your new book, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's something where I would love to share. Really, this three word is so important to everybody, and I think so is an obligation when you receive something from whatever you want to call divine or whatever you feel to call, to share with more people is possible. This is the only main goal in my life now.
I love that. I love that. All right. Well, we'll get to that in just a second. I just want to ask you quickly, though, because I think this is really important for my audience to hear. You didn't just wake up one day and do this. You've actually sort of, if I remember from what you just shared, it wasn't real easy for you at first, moving here, learning a second language, basically learning to operate a business in a foreign country is no small feat. Mm-hmm. So you probably made a lot of mistakes and sort of tried to piece together a plan before you really perfected this plan that's kind of helped you get to where you are, right?
Yeah, it's like, every I think so one of the most painful process is moving from completely two different cultures, from Europe to United States. And, the process, better than me, when you do business, you have a curve of learning. Uh-huh. And, when you arrive in one country with the desire to make something bigger respect of where you're coming from, it means, I already do, good business in Italy to bring my company to be a successful company, but, you know, I see an opportunity over here. But in United States is another world, is another completely process, you know?
Yeah. So when you say it's another world, what in your mind really stands out is some of the biggest differentiators? I'm sure, to your point, you know, opening up and being successful with the business in Italy is fantastic. I mean, I think anybody who can do that and grow a business anywhere is, you know, successful. But then you're uprooting yourself and you're coming over here and learning the ways of the US. So what are some of the biggest differentiators that jump out in your mind now that it's been a while since you've been here?
Yeah, completely two worlds, completely different. Over here in United States, you have the possibility really to starting from less than zero and bring your business to another level. For example, and I explain why. Over here in the United States, you have a big opportunity in real estate. If you find deal, you have the capacity to find deal, you will find the money really easily because you have different opportunity to find people or to find other kind of thing. In Italy, it's different because in Italy, it's more driving relationship. And what this means, you need to have really create a company, unicorn company, to create something really special because it's more bureaucratic, it's more slow respect to United States. United States for business is another level completely.
I bet.
Yeah.
I have a colleague, just sidebar real quick. I have a colleague who she and her husband bought a place down in Mexico about 3 or 4 years ago. And it's very, very different from a business perspective down there. So I'm hearing a lot of the same things and what you're talking about as to what she talked about when she first got there. It's like real estate is completely different down there than the way it operates here.
Yeah, it's another, I started my career in real estate in Italy at 22 years old in the auction business. And, real estate have a similar characteristic because everywhere you have a property tax, everywhere you need to buy at the correct price to sell at the correct price. And you need to have exit strategy every time when you do real estate. But the big differentiation is something where in United States, if you don't have money, but you do have time and the capacity to find opportunity, you will becoming a multimillionaire fast and easily. But in Italy, is a, in a different process. You don't have hard money lender. You don't have people help you in the process, and the the bureaucracy is really, really different respect to the United States.
I can imagine that. I bet it probably is. So obviously, fast forward to now, you've been able to put this process in writing, which is your book. But in order to do that, you've really learned a lot, and you've really kind of figured out a process that has really worked for you and allowed you to build the business and the lifestyle that you have now. So give us an idea of what that is.
Yeah, I think so, like something. If I have this knowledge now, this is the reason why I share in my book, I will have less pain during my journey. What does it mean? It means, because I am a sensible human being, but pragmatic investor. What it means is means like during my journey, I have up and down emotionally and up and down in business like everybody. But if I have something to have given me balance like now, this gives me the energy to moving more fast and more, with happiness and with energy to during my journey. And for this reason, really, I have this method where every day in the morning, I wake up 4:30 in the morning, I do my meditation, my pray, my biohacking, and my exercise. This kind of the technique give me the possibility to show to the world and the best in the best way, to be the my best self, and to have more clarity to invest in real estate, and to have the possibility to choose the correct aspect during my investment.
Yeah, I love that. So go ahead and give us the goods then. Tell us about it sounds like a lot of your success is in the structure of how you start your day. And it's really like the foundation is what I'm hearing you say of how you've been able to manage and grow your energy, but at the same time, apply that same principle of growth to your business and to your life in general, right?
Right, completely right. You know, I think so important, if I possible suggest to somebody something, before you build something exterior, try to build something interior. It means like, and the only way to build something interior is when you have the capacity to stay alone with yourself. And meditation, for example, in particular, meditation transcendental, give you this possibility where you really touch your transcendental part, where you have the possibility to go down and feel the correct sensation, where you have the possibility to decide in the correct state of mind, you know?
Right, right. Love that. Love that. I just want to circle back to something that you said that I think is just a really innovative and creative way to put it, but I think was really helpful for people to hear. And that is, you said, it's so important to build the interior of anything first before you focus on the exterior. I absolutely love that. So I'd love for you to explain a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I think so. In like in our society, everybody, we are driving now to go after something bigger. In reality, we don't know which is means bigger for everybody. Because if you don't understand yourself internally, how you possible find something externally? And I see too in the new generation, this capacity to go after something where they want something better. And it's okay. I grow up to in my life because I want something better. But what's going on, if you don't build the internal part, you will be a lot of pain point.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, the big problem is when you have the pain point, you have the down. If you don't know how management the down, you will not moving from the down. And this technique I assembled with this meditation, prayer, biohacking and exercise, really for me, and I want to specify for me, give me the best version of myself to show to the world. Now, everybody, we are different, but I am sure 100%, and this is not because I think about this, but because I study, I go deeply in each kind of category. This kind of the method give something better for sure in your life. And for me, it's something where I need every day, because giving me the best version. For other people, it's possible to take only one part, meditation, or do the exercise, or do the prayer. But it's important to have something to show up in the world in the best version of yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I could not agree more. As a 30-year health and fitness professional, you're speaking near and dear to my heart with this very, you know, line of thinking. So tell us kind of what you do then in the morning and how you've been able to make this technique and system, if you will. It's a huge contributor to your success, obviously. So if it's not broken, don't fix it, right?
Yeah, correct. You know, this kind of thing is really bringing me when I starting like almost 8, 9 years ago to bring me at the next level. Because what's going on, I wake up in the morning, 4:30 in the morning. I do my meditation transcendental. I do my prayer. I do my biohacking. It means I use different kind of device to reprogram my mind to check and control the day before what I do, if is in correct state with my energy the day after. What it means, I have different kind of device like Aura, where I check if I eat something or if I sleep later. This kind of thing affect myself or my life. And I do exercise every day. This kind of the really foundation, you know, give me the possibility to, when everybody wake up, I already create my foundation to have clarity in the decision and to manage the stress, you know?
Yeah, I get that. I totally get that. So are there steps you could walk us through, or could you say, this is what I recommend? Are there like any tips or or anything that you can offer us kind of in anticipation of getting your book?
Yes, you know, like something really important I wanna share. Okay. I think so part about, you know, the our energy is coming from, you know, 2/3 source. The first source is go, you know, every day, take the time, and I take 2 time a day in the morning and around 3 p.m. when my energy go down to close your eyes and, you know, go deeply in yourself. The second aspect, I use a lot of breathing, you know, because the breath is really important to moving from one state to another state. And another part really important, I find really a big part of changing my life is the part about, you know, the supplement and the food I eat. And in particular, in this case, I am no doctor. I am PhD in Italy in business management, no doctor. I mean, it's not something I share with other people, but, you know, it's something working for me. For example, when I try to improve myself, I use different kind of supplementation based on different study I do. It was going on, I see different kind of result, but I never understand which kind of proportion, which kind of the measurement I need to use to be really useful for my body. And what's going on, I study this, I arrive at one company where the name is Viomeo. I don't have any kind of relationship with this company, but I need to share because it's a company really give me energy and I want to share energy to other people. This company, they do test saliva and blood test where, you know, they create for you, you know, the supplement your body need. And plus they give you a clear vision about which kind of food you are intolerant or which kind of food is superfood for your body. And this one is a big changing in my life. And I take really attention to this different kind of aspects because my ultimate goal is to have more energy to follow my dream and to bring more energy to other human being.
Totally. I like that. So really what I'm hearing you say is that, you know, you're offering some really good helpful tips, but you're also saying, you know, you've also sort of had a personalized plan done for you too, which I think is really important because, you know, I've talked to a lot of people who have partnered with other companies who are really quick to point out that this protocol has really worked for me. So I just want to emphasize to my audience that it's really not a one size fits all kind of thing, but the fact that you've sort of kind of pieced together the things that you have found that work for you and you've been able to get some personalization to it has really made a big difference. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement and it comes in 2 varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellevate.com, and use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
Yeah, and I think so something, you know, we are human beings. We go through the same emotion. We go to the same stage of our life. By reality, we are different. What this means, which is working for me, probably is not working for other people. But for sure, disease is not coming from my world, but coming from university study. If you will do a different kind of strategy I share inside the book, you will feel for sure 100% better. Now, probably you don't want to wake up at 4:30 in the morning. It's okay, because everybody have different phototype of characteristic of human being. But it is important something I want to share. It's important to understand how working your body and your mind, and why I tell you this. Because, for example, I understand myself. I understand I am really productive and creative when I wake up early in the morning until until 1 p.m. maximum. And after, I decline my mental activity and my energy. What this means, I choose to do some kind of practice if I need to be creative, I need to be, energized, I do in the morning. I don't do in the afternoon. And this is important because like this, you understand whether you are more productive in what you need to do. And in this way, you have more result in your life.
No, I love that. I love how I think that's no matter what you choose to do, I think you've really hit on something that's really, really important. I think we really have to, and everybody's a little bit different. So I appreciate the fact that you said that. I can identify with what you're talking about because I'm an early riser myself. I'm usually up between 5 and 5:30, just about every day. And I get my workout in first thing in the morning because the early morning is my time. And that's the way that I look at it. It's a way for me to plug in and not just set my intentions and all of that, but to really sets the tone for my whole day. And so I love how you mentioned that. And what I've noticed is, as a result of that, is that not only is my energy better in the morning up until like early in the afternoon, but it allows me to decide which tasks are going to be first on my schedule. So if I'm planning a marketing campaign or if I'm writing something for a client or whatever, it's much better if I do that when my energy is at the highest point, so that when I'm doing my client calls in the afternoons, it's like I feel like I can not only serve them better, but I'm ultimately serving myself better.
Yeah. And a lot of time, you know, people, they forgot about this because, you know, they are in the routine of the work, in the routine
right.
of the
totally.
Life, you know, and it's important this part. When you realize how is your mind, your body, and your feelings working, you will have easily life and happy life. Well, you know?
I love this because I emphasize this to people all the time. People, when I was working in fitness full time, people would ask me, what's the best time of day to work out? Mm-hmm. And what I always used to say is there's not a perfect time. It depends on what's best for you. So the majority, at least a lot of my clients, preferred later in the day because they said, well, I just can't get up early. I prefer to do later in the day. And I said, well, you know what? That's great. If you're going to stick with it and you're going to benefit from it, then absolutely do that. But, you know, there's really not a perfect time of day to do it. For me, I know myself, and I know that it's always better for me to do it early. I'm not going to be somebody at 5 or 6 o'clock that's going to go to the gym and do a workout. It's just not me.
Yeah. And this is, you know, is in one aspect when you understand, you will have a better result because finally you have more energy in your day, you know?
Totally. And I'm assuming that in figuring this system out for you, because it inspired you to really write your book, is that you've tried it at different times of the day and you've tried different things. And what you found is that this morning routine and dialing in and understanding where your energy is best spent is what's actually worked for you the best.
And, you know, the really, you tell like really a good sentence now. You know, the really important part is try. When you try, you understand where you're going. If you don't try, you are flat. And when you are flat, we possible tell you are die. You know, it means the only important part, I think, in our life is try, try, try. And when you find the good path, you will stick with the good path and you will be more resilient and more, working on the path is working for you.
No, and I love that. And you're exactly right. And so many people, I think, are very quick to just do something because somebody tells them they should, or they see other people doing it, and therefore they think they should. But they don't really stop and think about, you know what, what's going to work best for me? And the only way to figure that out is to experiment and kind of be what I like to call being a detective. Mm-hmm. And, you know, try it in the morning. If morning's not for you, try it at lunch. Now, honest, if I'm being really honest, my second favorite time of day to do something is the middle of the day. But most of the time, I'm either doing a call, I'm interviewing somebody, or I'm, you know, busy with something else in my business. So the morning is just my way of doing things. It's just always worked better for me.
Yeah. And it's the beauty about this is, no, you know, like it's try. When you try, you understand where you're going. And yes. You have everything more clear in your life.
Yeah. So how long have you been operating like this? I mean, you recently wrote your book. So we're waiting for it to come out. I know I'm going to make sure I get myself a copy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but you've obviously been doing this a long time.
Yeah, you know, everything starting when, you know, I have different pain points in my life.
Right.
And I define one my pain point when I finish my career like a professional soccer, I need to reinvent myself like entrepreneur at young age. The second time when I choose to moving to United States. And over there, I have this pain point because I feel alone, sadness, all the information, all the bad sensation. I don't call bad, but I call, you know, different sensation, different emotion. And what's going on? I have in Italy one, my friend, he every time energizes. And I ask him what he do to have this kind of energy. And he told me I do practice meditation transcendental. This is happening like around 2011, 2012, yeah. And I started to practice this meditation transcendental, give me really peace in my heart in really difficult process of my life. And after, I really becoming passionate to bring my energy at the next level to have more result in the pragmatic world. Because if I possible share... a lot of people, they think about meditation is something irreal, but this is so real. If you think about meditation or other kind of technique, what you bring you in your physical life. And from 2011, I started to do pratic meditation, transcendental. And after I find, you know, how it's important to really connect with the divine force. Wherever you believe, whatever religion you have, it's important to connect every day with something more high than you. Because if it's not, you don't understand why your purpose in your life. And the biohacking is coming because I do exercise and I from really young, you know, from when I'm baby, I love sport. I do professional.
Totally. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I understand how it's important to implement with supplement our, you know, our life. But the supplement need to be something specific for yourself because how we spoke before, we are completely different. And use something where other people, they told you probably is not working for you.
Right.
And exercise is part of my life, you know. And it's part where
I would expect that having played a professional sport that, you know, that moving your body and keeping it fit and strong and, you know, utilizing that capability is something that you're going to continue to do. Even as you get older, you might change it up a little bit, but it's always going to be an important part of your life. And I think that's the key point.
And you know what I want to share with you, Santi? Like reality, I see some correlation. People, they do sport. They are more resilient in general because what's happening? Our mind is working when we have an obstacle, you know, when we have something to moving forward, and the gym or whatever sport you're doing is running or whatever, you know, give you the thing to show up every day at the same time, the same moment, and this is like. Have something specific give you the possibility to moving your life from the physical point at the next level. And this is working in the business. For this reason, I see some kind of correlation really with successful people, they have in reality capacity to show up in their life during this kind of technique, because help them to have more energy and more success in the business sides too.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I just don't think you can say that enough. And I think for anyone listening, you know, regardless of whether you're in business for yourself or you're working for someone else, or maybe you're retired, you know, I think these are all just key points to understand that, you know, you want to key in on a system, number one, that works for you. But number two, I think you want to understand, you know, how your body works best and how you respond best. And I do think there are people, you know, who find their energy much better in the evening. And there are people like you and I who our energy is much higher in the early part of the day. And it's not right or wrong. I think it just depends on how you see yourself and what you think is going to work better for you.
Yeah. And finally, I think so. Everybody, we want, this is the main goal, to be happy, really, because healthy is so important, because if you don't have healthy, you don't have nothing.
That's right.
And richness is so important in the way where I believe is so important, because when you create Abundance is not only, in the word and the action, but when you have, for example, economic abundance in your life, you possibly help somebody in difficulty, you possibly help somebody have, struggling moment and something so important. I mean, I think so. And happiness with healthy, they are correlated, and the richness will coming after these two
things. Yes. Yes, that is the real money point here, I think, for what you're saying, is let's dial in, let's get your health right, and find that routine that works, you know, understand how to manage, you know, your energy and how that clues into emotionally where you are, which is really what you're saying. And when you do that, the riches come.
Yeah. And you know what? Something I want to share with you. I am pragmatic investor. What this means, I'm sensible human being, but with a pragmatic mind to invest in real estate. But you know what I wanna share is, like, richness is different for everybody. Richness, right, for me, for example, means be freedom to decide when I want to bring my family around the world. I possibly do. For other people, possible be take couple of hour for his job, to go and working with dog or whatever. We need, like, everybody, we are different. I think the important part is really find what this means for you, this reward. When you find for you this reward, what this means, the life will be becoming with color. I think so. We live to have color in our life. If we don't have color in our life, life will be something not really easy, you know?
No, I love that. I love that. Again, it's like kind of an underlying theme with what we've been talking about, is you have to decide what this means for you, you know, and you've kind of broken down those three pieces for us. But at the same time, you're like, you got to define what this looks like for you. But don't misunderstand and get these parts and pieces really in the wrong place. And I do think in our culture, in particular in the U.S., is we put a lot of emphasis on being rich, wealth creation, whatever you want to call it, first. And then the other stuff is almost secondary. So I love how you're positioning this, you know, in a really organic and systematic way, but in a way that's really functional.
Yeah. And think about something, you know, affirmation is not working for any kind of category, but you find rich people happy, poor people happy, and you feel, different, and rich people sad, and, without relationship, everything, and poor people with, poor, without relationship and anything. I think so. Money will coming automatically when you bring, you build, first of all, the two things, you know.
I love that.
If it's not, think about, you possibly have a lot of money and your health is not good. This means you need to go and fix your health.
Right.
And you will be not happy. It's normal, you know, because you will working on something more important, your life. What it means, you know, I think so America society is how you tell me, and it's the truth, is like they are too much focalized, first of all, in becoming rich. But reality, they compromise their life because after they have, you know, they don't have other two part of their life, and they live their life like without really energy, with money. I think so to be complete, the these three words is the perfect step. And how you told me, you know, the process will be no richness before, but will be, you know, be healthy, happy, and rich, you know?
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And I love how you just kind of define that as you get to decide what this looks like. And I just want to point one more thing out before we wrap up. And that is what you just made a really important distinction that I just want to highlight. And that is there are lots, I mean, and the same is actually true for my life too. You know, there are a lot of very wealthy people in the world who are happy. You know, they're healthy, they've got their priorities in the place that works for them. But there are also a lot of people, poor people in the world who are also very happy. You know, so I think what that says to me is that being rich is really a feeling. You know, it's really a state of being and how you're existing in the world. And so I love what you've pointed out here and that you're noticing and have emphasized how much your wealth has grown because you focused on your health and you focused on your state of happiness and what makes you happy. And as a result, you've been successful in your business. So I just don't want that to go unnoticed, that there's a reason why you have found the success that you've had. It's because of the way you've lined things up.
Yeah, and I think so something important. Intention is where bring you result.
Yes.
When you focalize that you have intention in what you do, you receive whatever you want. We are so a beautiful piece of a creation where if you find the purpose of your life and you put in your mind every day, one step of the time, you're working on to when you are sad, to when your mother tell you something bad, to when your fiancé or your spouse tell you something bad, you know, finally you will arrive to wherever you want. But it's important through the journey, you will have more happiness than sadness. You know, and this is the part the most important in our life, you know?
Totally. Totally. No, and I love that. It's all just pure gold. Where can people connect with you and how can people get a copy of your book?
Yes, you know, they're possible. Find my book at www.healthyrichandhappy.com. And this is for me, is really a gift to the other human being because I received this in my life. And I think so to share what brings you energy and what brings you creation of wealth is important, but it's an obligation. For me, it's an obligation to share with a lot of people. And in Instagram, they possible find me through Jacopo Iasiello Investor Broker, where I share, you know, some information about my method and some info about real estate.
Okay, so it's broker and investor behind your...
Jacopo Iasiello Investor Broker.
Investor Broker, thank you. That's what I wanted to know. All right, awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you sharing a little bit about your story. And I'm super excited to get your book. I just think I always love, you know, giving people airtime to really talk about the way they prioritize health and happiness too, because those are subjects that are near and dear to my heart as a fitness professional. So I really appreciate it.
And I really appreciate you inviting me. Your energy I feel through the laptop, because, you know, people without energy don't have the same characteristic, same power to bring good information to the world through your podcast.
Yes, absolutely. Could not agree more. So, and folks out there listening, if what we've talked about today has really landed with you, I really encourage you to grab your copy of the book that we've been talking about. You can find that link in the show notes, healthyhappyandrich.com. Is that correct?
It's www.healthyrichandhappy.com.
Healthy, yes. Rich, and happy. Excuse me. Okay. Healthyrichandhappy.com. So you can find that link in the show notes. And if you'd like to connect with my guest, you can find his Instagram link in the show notes as well. So, and on that note, if what we've talked about today has really landed for you and you feel like this is something you want to make a priority, I would really encourage you to copy the link to this episode wherever you're listening to the show, whatever platform you're using. And I want to make you aware that if you go to my website at www.theallisonk.com, that's Allison with one L, theallisonk.com, you can find and click the podcast tab. We have a player on our website with every single episode that we've ever done, and you can copy the link from there as well and send it to whomever you think really needs to hear it. And if I'm really being perfectly honest, I think we can probably all think of at least one person that maybe just needs a quick little bit of a reminder. And that's one of the reasons why I do this show, is that I feel a calling to share this with all of you and your audiences and people that you know, so that everybody can prioritize self-care in a way that works for them. This is why we've been able to grow a worldwide audience, why we're ranked in the top 3% of all health, fitness, and entrepreneurial podcasts in the world. And we're very, very proud of that, but I could not do that without you. So just know that every week, this is why I always say how excited I am and how grateful I am for every single one of you. And if you're listening to this, even if you're listening to it after the fact, I do consider you to be in that category. So that's what I got for you this week on the podcast, folks. This is the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. You are one step closer to living your ultimate life, so make it a good one.